Fewer Americans are struggling with hunger than at any point since 2007. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which tracks the figures every year. The figures are also encouraging for residents in Hawaii, which had some of the lowest rates of food insecurity in the country. But those figures may not tell the full story. Households that have dependable access to enough food for an active, healthy lifestyle are considered by the USDA to be food secure. The agency measures food security using survey questions that cover concerns over both the quantity and quality of food a household can afford. In the latest survey, just over 11% of U.S. homes were considered food insecure, meaning there were concerns about being able to afford enough food at least some of the year. That's the lowest rate since 2007.
In 2008, we saw a significant increase in food insecurity with the economic downturn, the Great Recession.
Alicia Coleman Jensen is an analyst with the USDA's Economic Research Service. She says economic factors are the biggest driver of food security.
Food insecurity is closely related to economic resources. We know that poverty and low income is a significant factor, and we see much higher food insecurity rates for low-income households.
Hawaii's low unemployment rate, around just 2%, may be one reason residents reported some of the lowest levels of food insecurity in the nation. In 2018, 8% of Hawaii households reported being food insecure. New Hampshire had the lowest at 7.8, while almost 17% of homes in New Mexico weren't getting enough food. But it may not be the full story.
I don't think that's accurate.
Ron Mizutani is the CEO of the Food Bank of Hawaii. He believes the true number of food insecure individuals in Hawaii is much higher.
We continue to see tremendous amount of food that goes out the door every day. Roughly about 1 million pounds of food every single month. We go with the number of 1 in 8, and that's based on what we see with our partner distribution agencies, and those numbers have not declined.
If true, that would put food security in Hawaii about 60% higher than the federal government's estimate. The USDA has been measuring food insecurity for almost 25 years, and for most of that time, the rate has been stuck around 11% nationwide, even in periods of economic expansion. Food security activist and writer Andrew Fisher says that's because anti-hunger programs don't target the source of the problem, lack of income.
The purchasing power of the minimum wage peaked in 1968. The minimum wage in Hawaii, to the best of my knowledge, is $10.10 an hour. Those low wages are what is causing a stagnation in food insecurity.
Another issue is that not every household struggling with hunger actually qualifies for federal assistance programs like food stamps and free school lunch. Major expenses like medical bills and elder care aren't reflected in the eligibility standards, which are primarily based on income. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.